So this is it now, we're in the forest.
Yes, it's beautiful, isn't it? It's a lovely sunny day and we've just arrived and we're just in the process of setting up camp here.
So this camp is something you've cleared before, is it?
Yes, I mean, this main camp was created in October when the main expedition came here through the Darwin Initiative project to assess mainly the wet forest in Mabu.
And this is the eastern edge of the forest that we've entered here, is it?
Yes, we're right on the eastern edge. We've got our satellite images of the area. We know where we are with our through using GPS technology, so we've got our grid references, so we know exactly where we are, literally into the forest by 100 metres on the eastern side.
So tell me a little bit about the history of this forest and your discovery of it.
The discovery of this forest basically comes through setting up this project back in 2005. I was in the process of selecting the sites for this Darwin Initiative project. Mabu was chosen as one of the sites. It was located through the use of Google Earth. Having located the sites, my next job was then to come here and have a look at them with my own eyes in the field.
And what's the hope for this week? What do you hope to uncover?
In terms of the reptiles, we are here to try and find a new species of chameleon with the butterflies. Again, we're looking for new species. We need to collect more examples of the new species that have been found on previous trips, more of the cymatoe. Again, the caraxes are going to be very interesting. It's the right time of year to be trapping the caraxes, the treetop flying butterflies, and generally just basically scouting the forest and seeing if we can find further new species of butterfly.
So my name is Steve Collins from the African Butterfly Research Institute in Nairobi, and we have been fortunately invited by the Darwin Initiative to come and work with the Mabu expedition this time, also with some other mountains in this part of Mozambique. Originally we thought it was an extension of what is happening in the mountains of southern Malawi, but in fact we're finding quite a lot of endemicity which we hadn't originally anticipated. So far, in two earlier expeditions, they found five new species of butterfly. Now we want to come and see, because that was just at the beginning of the rainy season, and peak times for butterflies at the beginning and the end of the rainy season.
So how do you go about looking for a new species of butterfly?
One of the most important things when you come to a new area is to look at the botany, see what's there, and that's going to give you an indication of what's going to be around.
My name is Bill Branch. I'm a herpetologist, which means I study snakes and lizards and creepy crawlies and things like that. During the survey, the formal survey in the Darwin Initiative in October, the botanists had photographed a small chameleon in the base camp region. We know that there's a small pygmy chameleon here that is, again, possibly a new species. But the photograph they took of the chameleon, which they did not collect, again, looked to be very likely a new species as well. So I have come back on this expedition now, specifically to hunt that chameleon.
What happened to your puffball thing? Yes, there it is. That's it. Here. Oh, yes, you got it. What a star. What? I think so. Didn't go out. Pretty sure you got it.
Yes, I got it.
Excellent. Let's keep her alive and get her to lay.
That's a new species of butterfly.
It's now very dark here in the forest and we're scrabbling around with head torches and a very bright LED torch on the hunt for a particular chameleon. We can see the little pygmies, which go white when we shine a torch on them. But the chameleon we're after is slightly bigger. So, Bill, can you tell me what you've got here?
It's a male of the chameleon we've been looking for. It appears similar to the one that's known and is considered endemic to Mount Malanje. But quite frankly, from the coloration of this male, I suspect we have a new species here.
It's a Topney blue.
Shit, man.
And it's a lovely specimen.
And is it a female?
It's a male. This is Pseudocrea.
Deludens.
You see how it looks like the the maris, but it's got a dentate. It's got a dentate wing. See the? See, look at the edge. How it's dentate. And it's an absolutely perfect mimic. Unfortunately, we haven't got the model to show you.
I've got a maris, but it's not the model.
No, but this is this is known. Fantastic. This is known from Mount Melange and the mountains there, and it's a Sepultacea feeder. So now we've got this here. This is actually fantastic range extension. It looks similar to the Melange one, the big yellow band. It's a male, beautiful fresh specimen.
Can you open it up for a photo?
Sure.
Well, we're coming to the end of our last day. How successful has the trip been for you, Julian?
Oh, it's been very successful. This has only been a short visit, really. We've been here 7 days. Like I said previously, we've been here with reptile experts and butterfly experts, the results of which have been it's been a very successful week.